What's up today?
Cleveland does a lot of throwing downfield, which of course Sperano talked about, that you know, a lot of balls that are in the air for quite a while. You guys are a little depleted at safety right now. Is that that matchup a concern?
Well, they do a good job of formations and changing tempos and running the ball, and then making the run and the pass game look the same to the defense, and then taking shots. So we need to do two things. One, we need to set edges and use our hands in the run game to limit their runs so that they can't go run, and then throw a shot so it feels the same. That's one. And then two is top-down coverage. We have to play top-down on this football team, meaning if they throw underneath, we can rally and go get them. So it's the run game and our hands and our edges, and then our coverage aspect needs to be top-down regardless of the form of coverage that we're in.
I have a question about Khalil Mack. I understand he's been a terrific defender on first and second down, but the defense's biggest problem right now is on third down. Have you considered making him a sub-package pass rushing specialist so he's fresh for those third downs?
Well, we functioned last week rolling guys in to rest Khalil, as I think Coach Sperano told you. But Khalil is an outstanding player, and he's one of our best players, so he does a nice job. He's way up there in the NFL in tackles for loss. I don't know what the numbers are, but he's, if not our best edge setter, he's certainly around that, and he's also good when he's running around off the ball, tackling the ball. So having your best player, we got to keep him on the field and as much as we possibly can. Khalil has affected quarterbacks on third down, and it's a matter of time until he finds a few here. But what's great about Khalil is you can move him because he's smart and he doesn't make the same mistake twice. So as we progress here, he'll move to different positions to take advantage of his abilities on all downs and distance. Our thing on third down is really quite simple. It's we got to understand we're pretty good in the third and mediums, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're because we understand the situations and we've gotten better there. Our biggest thing is in that 7, 8, 9, 10, understanding the distances and understanding our leverage and staying on that to create more time. And then rush and coverage working together. We've moved quarterbacks, moved them a lot. Now we got to find a way to get them on the ground before they can make a throw. We had a lot of them moving in the pocket. So he'll be continued to be moved around. We'll find ways to keep him as fresh as we can, but he's a big athlete, and he's fun to watch, and he's a good football player. So we need to use him as much as possible. Two, huh? That's it.
Coach said that Lamar Woodley's injury is long term. Any thoughts on how do you move on from there as far as? Bodies?
Well, you know the classic phrase in the NFL, Bill, is next man up. Mm-hmm. Well, what Benson went in, did some good things. He set edges well. He affected the quarterback some in that game, so it was good to see him step up into that role. And, you know, hopefully we can get Tuck back here soon. But edge play in the NFL, goes to your question too, is this. The most tiring thing to do in football is be an edge rusher, because a lot of times you're 260, 270, 280 going against 320 every snap. So you're leaning on it. There's a bigger man leaning on you over and over and over. So the best way for those guys is to roll them in. And what will happen in our situation is more guys are going to get an opportunity. Some of them haven't been able to show what they can do yet. So it's a good opportunity for them. And then us as coaches will track it and see who's winning and see who's handling it and play the ones that play better are going to get more playing time.
You say it's a good opportunity for the younger guys, but how much of a blow is it to your defense, even though Lamar hasn't put up the numbers maybe that –
You know, we really like Lamar plays the game. Okay, he plays the game. He's physical. And it was his first year here, but he's a physical player when he's on the field. So we defensively, all right, throughout this year, and it's been next man up all the way through the year. And that's what it is. That's how this league goes, especially about this part of the year. And so we're going to have to roll guys. But the physicality, somebody's going to have to step up. So we'll see who that is. Because this is a team this week that will try to test that.
progress you've seen in DJ Hayden over, he's got, I guess, five practices now under his belt.
He's moved a little better every day.
Yeah.
He's moved a little better every day. We put him in a few more situations every day, as Tony told you guys, and he's improved. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be a decision for Tony and Reggie and everybody, but he's improved every day. Mm-hmm. I like the way we all like the way he's working. So, you know, I thought our corners, our younger corners, did some good things in the game last week. They're getting better. The future of the Raiders, this defensive last couple years of these young guys that are brought in, how they progress is what's exciting. This rookie class, from Khalil to Ellis to TJ, you know, last year, DJ, CO Moore, Stacy McGee. These guys need to continue. They're getting some playing time. And this is going to help them in the future. And they're the group that are good enough football players where, as they really learn to focus in, and they're going through some times right now where they're getting frustrated. A couple of them got frustrated at practice today. That's good. Because they're learning how to become really good football players. And they've started to show some flashes of it. CO played better last week. You know, TJ denying the ball on 4th and 3. That's a big-time stop now. They went for it on 4th down and RN to begin the game, and TJ made the play on the tight end. That's a big-time stop. That's a big-time play. And those guys are the future, and that's what the Raider Nation and everybody should be excited about, is these guys are starting to play. Ellis had some good knockback in that game. You're talking about Khalil. The guy, athletically, can do a lot of things. And so that's what we're working with, and that's what, you know, that's the positive going forward, is watching these young men become good pros. And that's how we get better.
When did TJ first start catching your eye, really start making that move up for you guys?
You know, TJ did right away, because he could focus and get in, and he found the ball. The ball finds him, and he knocks the ball away, and he gets the ball. He's already done that. He's done that in games, did that in the preseason, did that in practice. And when he stays focused and stays in that mindset, which he does for a young player pretty darn well, that's what he does. The ball finds him, and he makes plays on the football. So he needs to continue to work for that. But he caught our eye right away because of that, because it's staying in the moment and getting the ball. That's a unique trait. You know, our one of our safeties, who's a pretty good player, he gets the ball. He has that. He needs to keep getting some more for us. But he got one last week, and hopefully more as we go forward.
Can you talk a little bit more about Woodson? I think that's who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, he's 38 years old, and he's playing at a high level. I mean, you guys couldn't expect this, could you? I mean, at this high level?
He's gotten better at the safety position. Bill, you came over a little after when I was talking about it kind of in the offseason, but he's gotten better with his breaks, his angles, what we call eyes before feet. The further you are away from the ball, you find the angle with your eyes before your feet take you there. He's gotten better and better on that. The tip pick last week was an example of that. He was a little deeper like he's supposed to be. Maybe last year he was tighter, and now he gets the ball. And he's gotten better. It's amazing. He's tackled well. He's playing at a high level for us. He really is, just like you said. It's amazing that he can get that much better. He's also communicated with the young guys better, and that's helping us. That's helping us as we go forward. Even the last couple weeks, his communication level has helped some of the younger guys that he's playing with, because we do have a gap between our veterans and our rookies, and he's helped bridge the gap.
Yeah,